Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus as we talk beef imports. Back with Kent in just a moment.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So, Katie, tell us what's going on with the beef checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The beef checkoff is still using the iconic beef, it's what's for dinner brand, as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost three decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year, and producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Most producers are on board with the concept of selling beef into the global marketplace. They believe it's a good thing. Some cattle producers are not so sure about the idea of allowing beef to come into this country, beef imports. Kent Backus is Director of International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talks about the reasons why beef imports are good for the U.S. beef cattle industry.
Well, I think trade, unfortunately, is one of the most misunderstood issues that's out there. And it's, you know, I think with imports, we have to take an objective view on it. It's hard not to say we don't like competition, you know, in our backyard. We don't like other countries doing business here. This is America. Americans want American beef. Absolutely. And we're selling it to them. 85% of what we produce is consumed here in the United States. You know, only 11% of what Americans consume is from an imported source. When you look at what we're actually importing, most of it's going to be lean beef trimmings. A lot of it's going into the grinder. It's going to make cheap hamburgers. We produce fat cattle here in the United States, by and large. About 95% of what we produce is going to be finished in a feed yard because it's profitable, and that's the way the system works. Yes, we do have grass-finished production, and there's a great niche market for it. But on volume, we don't produce enough to actually meet all that ground beef demand. So rather than seed the ground beef market to a competitive protein like poultry or like chicken, which quite frankly is our biggest competition, not, you know, foreign imports. About three quarters of what we import goes into the grinder. Most of that's coming from Australia, New Zealand, and Canada and Mexico. And a lot of it's going to go in the form of hamburgers.
Now, the countries you mentioned, Kent, are the big ones, but there are several other countries that have qualified to sell beef into the United States, and I know that's a concern to some cattle producers. What's the deal there?
Any country that's actually going to sell their beef here, first of all, they have to make it through, you know, the labyrinth of regulatory protocols with USDA, and that is no easy process. It takes many countries over a decade, if not longer, to get that approval. And that's because our government wants to make sure that any product that comes to the United States meets an equivalent safety standard of what we have here. Mm-hmm. And that's very important, not only for consumers, but for producers as well, to know that we're not going to be undercut by a product that could, you know, damage the reputation that we have built as a safe, wholesome, and superior protein, and that's beef.
Of course, overall, you know, when we start talking imports versus exports, that that value that goes overseas far exceeds the amount that we bring in primarily for that ground beef market.
Well, that's true. I mean, we are net exporters of beef, and I think, you know, for us, we're going to sell a lot of cuts overseas that Americans just simply don't want to buy. A lot of tongues, rounds, things like that, that there's just not a strong incentive for it. This isn't tri-tip, ribeyes, and, you know, and tenderloin. This is a lot of stuff Americans just don't want. Meanwhile, what we're going to import, it's not the same, and it really is. It's lower value stuff. So I don't think that it's going to do us any good to try to restrict imports or to cut them off and trigger any potential trade wars. Because it won't ultimately help us, you know, meet that demand for ground beef, drive higher cattle prices. You may have some short-term victories on there, but you're going to have long-term systemic damage to the entire industry. And unfortunately, a lot of those decisions that are made, those government interventions that are secured, ultimately lead to further vertical integration, which is nothing. That's the last thing that we need right now for our industries, to have more vertical integration. We need the liberty and the freedom to market our product to what consumers want. The U.S. beef industry, American cattle producers do that a heck of a job. We do a heck of a job doing that. We do a lot better job than the U.S. government ever could.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Director of International Trade and Market Access, Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the Big Horn Classic of Superior Livestock happening August 17th through the 21st on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts each day with the video auction at 9 a.m. Central Time. 196,000 head will be offered during the week. For details of the lots that will be sold each day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com for the Big Horn Classic. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.